Whoa, we need to slow down a little and take a diversion for a moment to look at his ways, which are so lovely, and what we can do practically to align ourselves with them as we become disciples. We'll look at a moment about how God thinks in terms of timing, not time, but as we're locked in time, we need to examine that first, at least how we use it, time that is. To do this, we will need to develop some spiritual disciplines like stillness, silence, solitude, simplicity, submission, and eventually surrender. Lovely words, but the first problem is I don't have time. I went out, Lord. Men were coming out. They were coming and going, Lord, walking and running. Everything was rushing. Cars, lorries, the street, the whole town. Men were rushing, not to waste time. They were rushing after time, to catch up with time, to gain time. Goodbye, sir, excuse me, I'll come back. I can't wait, I haven't time. Must end this letter, but I haven't time. I'd love to help you, but I haven't time. Can't accept having no time. I can't think, can't read, I'm swamped, I haven't time. I'd like to pray, but I haven't time. You understand, Lord, they simply haven't the time. The child is playing, he hasn't the time right now. Later on. The schoolboy has his homework to do. He hasn't the time. Later on. The student has his courses and so much work. He hasn't the time. Later on. The young married man has his new house. He has to fix it up. He hasn't time. Later on. The grandparents have their grandchildren. They haven't time. Later on. They're ill. They have their treatments. They haven't time. Later on. They're dying. They have no, too late, they have no more time. And so all men run after time, Lord, they pass through life, running, hurried, jostled, overburdened, frantic, and they never get there. In spite of all their efforts, they're still short of time. Lord, you must have made a mistake in your calculations. There's a big mistake somewhere. The hours are too short, our lives are too short. You, who are beyond time, Lord, you smile to see us fighting it. You know what you're doing. You make no mistakes in your distribution of time to man. You give each one time to do what you want him to do. But we mustn't lose time, waste time, kill time, pass time, spend time. For time is a gift that you give us, but a perishable gift that doesn't keep, Lord. Lord, I have time, I have plenty of time, all the time you give me, all the years of my life, the days of my years, the hours of my days, they're all mine, mine to fill, quietly, calmly, but to fill completely up to the brim, to offer them to you, that out of their insipid water you may make a rich wine, such as you once made in Cana of Galilee. I'm not asking you today, Lord, for time to do this and then that, but your grace to do conscientiously in the time that you give me what you want me to do. That's Michelle Coist from A Book of Prayers.